Thank you. That's a blessing. And what a blessing to be changed. Amen. Only Jesus can do that. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 9. Deuteronomy 4 and verse 9. Appreciate all of our teenagers. And we had a great, great group in the teen meeting tonight at 5 o'clock. Appreciate parents loving your kid enough to make sure they were there. It was a help to them, I hope, anyway. And I hope it was a blessing to them. And thank you so much, teenagers. We have some great, great teenagers here and some kids that really want to do something for God. And I'm so excited about that and appreciate them and looking forward to what God's going to do in their lives. It's exciting, always exciting to watch God working in people's lives. And what a blessing. Sometimes that work is tough. You know, sometimes it's not what we planned, not what we thought, but it's a work and God's allowed to work. Amen. We need Him to work. And, you know, you think about the valleys that you've been through and some of those tough times, that's what made you what you are. And though we wouldn't ask for any of that to happen, we can look back and say, you know what, I needed it. And what a blessing God has been all these times in the different trials. Deuteronomy 4:9, only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life, but teach them thy sons, and thy sons' sons. I want to talk to you tonight about three words, lest thou forget. Father, I pray that you will speak to our hearts now and help us, Lord, with this verse and other verses, especially the truth of, as we're about to observe the Lord's Supper together, it's all about not forgetting. And God, may we not forget what you've done for us. Please speak to our hearts. Give us what we need, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We celebrate holidays to mark a certain occasion. We have holidays that are set aside, and those occasions are things we're supposed to remember. And so we make them holidays. And in the Bible, of course, there was the Passover, there were the many feasts and different things, and those all had a purpose, and we've talked about that, and they were all to remember something and to do something. Of course, we celebrate July 4th, Independence Day, and we celebrate Memorial Day in the month of May, and again, to remember those who died for us, or mainly just to people who have died. And it's a memory day, decoration day, decorating graves, and that we celebrate Father's Day to remember our fathers, and Mother's Day and to remember our mothers. And of course, Children's Day is every day, so we know that. But then Easter, we want to remember the resurrection. We want to remember that death has no sting, amen? And then we celebrate Christmas to remember the birth of Jesus. And I'm not sure why the unsaved celebrate Christmas, but we do it to remember the birth of the Lord Jesus. Thanksgiving, of course, is to remember to be thankful and to thank the Lord for all that He's done. We celebrate birthdays to remember that somebody was born, although it should be kind of obvious. But anniversaries, obviously, to celebrate the occasion of being married. And, of course, the Stewarts just had their 50th anniversary, and we had a party, and they went away and had a good time. And so we have all these holidays. We have these special days that are set aside to remember something. Now, tonight we'll have the Lord's Supper together, and pretty much every month we remember the Lord with the Lord's Supper. We do it exactly how He said to do it. He said, "This do in remembrance of Me." And we do all these things, these holidays, all these days we mark on our calendars so we don't forget what happened on that day. And why do we have to do things to help us not to forget? Well, that's pretty simple. It's because we do forget. Why did Jesus have to tell us, "This do in remembrance of Me"? Well, because He knew we would forget Him. And so He said to do this in remembrance of Him, because He knew we'd forget that He shed His blood for us. He knew that we'd forget that He hung on a cross. Oh, no, on Sunday we remember, and Sunday night, and sometimes when a preacher's preaching, and maybe if we're reading our Bible, but He wants us just to take some time and, I mean, really remember that He died for us. And so we do that lest we forget. In the text, the Bible says, only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget. He says, keep. And again, I've mentioned this before. That word has the idea of like keepers in a jail. They're guarding something. They're protecting something. He says to guard your soul, keep your soul diligently, because I don't want you to forget the things that you've seen. Lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen. And the worst thing about that is what he says is, he says, lest they depart from thy heart. You know, if we forget those things, how does a Christian get so far away from God that they're not even in church? How do they get so far away from God that they're in a bar tonight instead of in the house of the Lord? I'm talking about folks that used to walk with God, talk with God, give testimonies about the things of God. I'm talking about people who tonight are maybe smoking marijuana somewhere, and they're not sitting in the pews. They're not going to observe the Lord's Supper. How do they do it? Well, because they forgot. And when we forget, those things depart from our hearts. And we get far, far away. Look at Proverbs 4, verse 23. Keep your place here, but Proverbs 4 and verse 23 kind of adds to what I just said. Proverbs 4 and verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Guard it, protect it. Protect your heart and keep these things in front of you, lest you forget. That's why we have the Lord's Supper. Jesus said, don't forget me. Don't forget what I did. Don't forget I hung on a cross. Don't forget I shed my blood. Lest thou forget. Lest thou forget. Constantly through the Word of God, God reminds us there's some things we are not to forget. Over and over in Scripture, God reminds us. Certainly here, Israel, you know, don't forget. Moses says, hey, don't forget what you saw. Don't forget the parting of the Red Sea. Don't forget the plagues to the Egyptians. Don't forget manna from heaven. Don't forget water from a rock. Don't forget, lest thou forget. He says there's some things you cannot forget. Number one, don't forget your past. Don't forget your past. Deuteronomy 4, verse 20, he says to him, but the Lord hath taken you and brought you forth out of the iron furnace, even out of Egypt. How many times, over and over, God told the children of Israel, don't forget the taskmasters. Don't forget that you were slaves. Here he says, I brought you out of an iron furnace, even out of Egypt. Don't forget. Don't forget. The iron, the smelting, the hot, oppressive, dirty furnace that is described that they could compare with what they had in Egypt. Often in the Bible, it talks about the furnace of affliction, the cruelty of Egypt. God says, I brought you out of that. Don't forget. Don't forget. Don't forget that, for a lost person, the Bible says the way of transgressors is hard, and there was no escape from that way till the Lord brought you out. Don't forget that. Don't forget. I preached this morning about pride. One of the things that will keep you humble is to constantly remember from whence you came. I'm telling you. Now, again, I don't want you to dwell on, I certainly don't want you to remember all the old things you used to like. I'm just saying, remember where you came from. You say, well, it wasn't so bad. And certainly some were saved when you were 5 years old. And you just haven't really. But listen to me. You were as on your way to hell as anybody in here. Don't forget your past. Don't forget there was no escape till God brought you out. Christian, don't forget your past. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock. That's what the psalmist said. That's what he did for me. Don't forget. Don't forget. Because if you forget, it'll leave your heart. And when it leaves our heart, something else will take its place. And we saw that this morning with Uzziah, whose heart was lifted up. How does heart get lifted up? Well, because he let these things out of his heart. He forgot. He forgot. He forgot who did all the work. He forgot who made the kingdom. It certainly was not him. Don't forget your past. Don't forget where you came from. Isaiah said, look to the hole of the pit when ye are digged. Where'd you come from? I was digged up out of a pit. That's where I came from. That's where you came from. Look to, he says, look to that. Remember that. Remember where you came from. Don't forget. Don't forget, because if you forget, it'll depart from your heart. You'll never be the same. You'll never be the same. All of a sudden, you'll start to think you're something. Don't forget. Don't forget. Why? Because if I forget, it'll leave my heart. That's where you're going to get in trouble right there. As soon as you forget, where you came from, oh, that's where we get in all kinds of trouble. Hey, you know, I think about Mary as she's announcing the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Listen, don't forget, Mary, 7 demons were cast out of you. Don't forget. Don't forget, Peter, as you preach at Pentecost and 3,000 are saved. Don't forget, you were a poor, wicked, cursing fisherman. Don't forget. Don't forget. It'll get to your head, buddy. If it gets to your head, it'll ruin you. Don't forget. Don't forget, Mary Magdalene. Don't forget Gideon. Don't forget Samson. Don't forget David. As you know, okay, you killed Goliath, and okay, you did some great things, but don't forget who took that stone and put it in the head of Goliath. Don't forget. Don't forget Moses as you see the plagues come to Egypt. What a powerful thing. You know, just to raise that rod and things happen and it turns into a snake and all of that. Don't forget, though. Don't forget this as the Red Sea parts and the water comes from the rock and the manna comes. Don't forget that you were found in the river in a little ark among the bulrushes and about to be eaten by a crocodile. Don't forget, God took you out of that river. Don't forget. Don't forget where you came from. Don't forget, Gideon, as you lead 300 to defeat the Midianites, don't forget, God found you hiding from those same Midianites. Yeah, don't forget. You know, I'm pretty successful. Don't forget where you came from. Don't forget where you came. Don't forget the hangover. Don't forget the drug flashbacks. Don't forget the result of immorality and the shame that went along with it. Don't forget the guilt. Don't forget conviction. Yeah. One of the main reasons not to sin is the conviction that follows. Amen. Amen. There was a day I cursed God. Now I praise God. I can't forget that. There was a day I went to church just to see pretty girls, and I ignored the preaching, and now I stand and preach the word and tell guys, don't just look at the pretty girls, listen to the preaching. I can't forget that, though. Don't forget, folks. Don't forget your past. It is essential that we remember where we came from. God says to the people here, lest thou forget, because if you forget, it'll leave your heart. And when it leaves your heart, you're in trouble. Don't forget your past. Don't forget, Paul. Don't forget, there you are on your missionary journey, but there was one day you went on a journey to kill Christians. Don't forget that. Don't forget how God had to blind you. God had to get your attention. God had to get a hold of you, or you never would have done anything for God. Don't forget, Paul. Don't forget, Saul. Don't forget how you said, it's hard to kick against the pricks. He said, I can't stand this conviction. Don't forget that. Don't forget, the same God that convicted you to get saved, he'll convict you again about anything and everything. And it is hard to kick against God. Don't forget that it's hard to kick against God. And just surrender. When we sing, I surrender all, surrender all. Amen? I mean, when it's time, just say, God, here am I. Send me. Do whatever you will with me. Because it's hard. Don't forget those times God had to get your attention. Don't forget those times God had to chasten you. Don't forget those times the Holy Spirit of God wouldn't leave you alone until you got it right. Don't forget. Don't forget, Matthew, as you write the first book in the New Testament, you were once a dirty tax collector, lying and cheating and everything else. And now you're writing the very words of God. All we like sheep have gone astray. Amen. We cannot forget. By the way, anytime somebody sins, you know, for any of us to look and say, look what they did. There's three fingers pointing back at you. But see, we forget that. And then our heart, all of a sudden, we think we're something else. We think we got things under control. Don't forget. Don't forget. Really, honestly, think about some times you didn't have things under control. Think about those times when things were totally controllable. And you got on your face before God and said, God, please, you got to get this under control. I'm in trouble. And God helped you. Don't forget that. Children of Israel, that's what he's saying. Children of Israel, don't forget. Don't forget I brought you out of Egypt over and over and over and over again. God tells them, don't forget. Why? Because they would forget. Why does he tell us not to forget? Because we'll forget. And if we forget, it leaves our heart. If it leaves our heart, we're in trouble. Don't forget. Don't forget. Hey, Sunday school teacher, before you stand up and teach those little children the Bible, don't forget where you came from. When you look at little Poindexter and he's not acting like he's supposed to, don't forget how you sat in Sunday school and you didn't act like you were supposed to. Don't forget. Don't forget, bus captain. Those bus kids, they act like heathen. Do you know why? Because some of them are. And so are you. Don't forget. I love the verse in the Bible. Such were some of you, but ye are washed. I've been changed. I'm newborn now. Praise God. But don't forget, you weren't. Every time somebody that I think is a today hippie comes into church or I meet them out soul winning or whatever, I always think back and think, that was me. That was me. Somebody will come in. I'm thinking of somebody now. Came in and some of the folks, you know, it was like, whoa. And I thought, that was me. That was me. When we sat down, the people behind us, because I had that naked woman on my shirt, they said, it's hilarious to me. I looked over and said, they're glad we're here. And the woman's thinking, I wish he'd go somewhere else. She was wishing my hair would grow longer and cover up the girl. Don't forget. Don't forget, deacons, where you came from. Don't forget, bus driver, bus captain. Don't forget, when you're chewing somebody else out, don't forget. Don't forget, you were there once. Yeah. Don't forget, business owner, you need God. Okay, you're successful now, but we all know how fast that can turn. Don't forget. Don't forget. Don't forget, parent, as you think, you wicked kid. Don't forget when you held that little baby in your arms and had him in a little rocking chair and you sang to him and you hoped nobody else was listening and you sang to him and you quoted scripture to him and you were terrified. God, I don't know what to do. Okay, so you don't know what to do now. Go back to the God that you went to then. Don't forget. Don't forget your past. I remember my first pastorate, 32 people in the basement of the library, and I stood before them terrified. Didn't have any idea. Had all my notes, but didn't know what I was going to say. You ever have your notes and you didn't know what you were going to say? Absolutely terrified. But you know what? It's always about Him. It has to always be about Him. And don't let that depart from your heart. It's got to always, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if it's in front of, I forget who was telling me, somebody's children was, they were leading. That was a white. Wait a minute, who got saved? Caitlin. Did she lead the cat to the Lord or the dog or something like that? Was that it? And the dog, did the dog get baptized ever? We haven't told the dog how to be baptized. Well, anyway, but Caitlin led the dog to the Lord. And, I was going to say it couldn't be a cat because they won't get saved. But but the dog got saved. And boy, that's so good. That is so good. And I hear about kids lining up their stuffed animals and preaching to them. Amen. I like stuff like that. You say, preacher, don't forget, though, preacher, you did that. Don't forget, you stood in front of a mirror one time and you preached your message or you gave your speech or you sang your song and you looked in the mirror and you watched and you made sure everything was right because you were scared to death. Don't forget. And stay scared to death because it's an awesome responsibility. You know, and Caitlin led a dog to the Lord, and she's just a little girl, and you just keep reminding her, you know what? You just keep telling people how to be saved, and never forget that you don't have all the answers, and you certainly can't save anybody, but He can.
Amen.
He can. Why, preacher? Well, because if we forget, it'll depart from our heart. I don't want it to depart from my heart. I like the way it is. I like the way it's been ever since I got saved. I don't want it ever to leave my heart. And so I try to remember. Number one, don't forget your past. Number two, don't forget your path. Don't forget your path. God reminds Israel over and over again, you were in Egypt. You were in Egypt. You were in Egypt. But I parted the Red Sea. But you came to Kadesh Barnea and you wouldn't go in because you didn't believe. And so you went to the wilderness. Don't forget your path. Don't forget all these paths. Wilderness. Punishment. Oh yeah. But also God taught him. Are you listening? Don't forget your path. I love to look back at my path. I really, honestly, it amazes me. It really does. And I preached a message, No Such Thing as Luck, talking about some of the things in my life where it was obvious God did something. And all it is, I look back on the path. And I didn't know it then, didn't even think about it then. But you have a tornado headed for your house, and God takes it around another way, as if he just went like that, and it just didn't come. It's amazing to me. I look at those, you say, it's probably nothing. Well, it probably is nothing to you, but it's something to me.
Amen.
It's something to me that in the 1960s, babies all over were dying of Hyaline's membrane. I had Hyaline's membrane. And President Kennedy's baby died with Hyaline's membrane. But God let me live. That is something to me. It was something, because that's our path. And God has a path for us. And you say, oh, I hate this. But understand, you might have had to go through this because it's the path. And I got a lot of bad things on my path that are really nasty things, and they're not good things to me. And yet, I look back now and I say, I had to have that on my path. That quicksand I got in, well, it wasn't quicksand or I wouldn't be here. But that mud that I got in, that muck that took me down in that mire, and I had to literally pull myself up out of that thing, and I had to try to get out, and finally God pulled me out. I had to, hey, listen to me. It's good to know that He can pull you out. It'll help you along the way. Don't forget that. Don't forget that. Don't forget the path that you're on. Look at Deuteronomy 2, verse 7. He reminds them, Deuteronomy 2 and verse 7, about their path. For the Lord thy God hath blessed thee in all the works of thy hand. He knoweth thy walking through the great wilderness these 40 years. The Lord thy God hath been with thee. Thou hast lacked nothing. Now watch me now. I mean, seriously here. Okay, children of Israel, oh God, help us get away from the Egyptians. Okay, the Egyptians, they're slaves. God gets them out of Egypt. Miracle, 10 plagues, parting the Red Sea, they're out of Egypt. On the other side, they rejoice for a while. Not long, they're griping and complaining. God says, okay, here's the path you took. Okay, sin, Egypt, punishment, deliverance, sin, doubt, Kadesh Barnea, didn't go in, didn't believe me, wilderness. But God says the whole time, you lack nothing. The whole time. You got everything that you needed. Manna from heaven, water from a rock. Deuteronomy 29, verse 5, look at it. Don't forget the path. Deuteronomy 29, verse 5. And I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes are not waxen old upon you, and thy shoe is not waxen old upon thy foot. Don't forget your path. See, I don't want to forget the sack of groceries on the doorstep down in college. I didn't grow up in church like a lot of you young people have grown up in church. I didn't know all these things. I was amazed when God brought me food. I didn't take it for granted at all. I was like, wow, God did that. I mean, honestly, it still amazes me to think about it. Don't forget your path. When we don't praise God, we're forgetting. I've never understood. Who will give a testimony? And God done anything? Well, you forgot that your heart beats because God keeps it beating.
Amen.
You forgot that you suck in air because God makes you do that. You forgot that the air you suck in has oxygen because God provides it. You forgot that God provides the water, the food. You forgot. We forget. When's the last time you thanked God for your glasses? Like my glasses. Live without them then. Amen. Right? By the way, you'd appreciate oxygen a whole lot more if you had to have an oxygen tank like Brother Click does. Hey, come on, folks. Listen. Think about this now. Don't forget your path. Don't forget your path. You know, if there's no praise, we're forgetting. If there's no excitement as a Christian, I mean, the song, I've been changed. I'm newborn. Wow. Man, that's exciting. You discouraged? You're forgetting. Slowly, surely, the things you've seen on your path are departing from your heart. Oh, you say, but I've been reading the back of the bulletin. We haven't made budget. Yeah, you're forgetting. You're forgetting. It should be something to pray about, but it's not something you should worry about. I'll tell you what, if you're not tithing, you ought to worry. I promise you that. You really ought to worry. Yeah, amen. You're forgetting your path. You're forgetting those mountains. You're forgetting those valleys. You say, yeah, but I got bad health. You're forgetting you've had bad health before. Yeah, but my wealth, you're forgetting you've been broke before too. Sometimes I go back in my mind to a little basement there in Burn, Indiana, a little storefront building. We had chairs, metal chairs. That was where the congregation sat. And then we had metal chairs up here for our altar. People got saved kneeling at metal chairs. And I think about the time we didn't have a piano player and we hummed the invitation. You've never heard anything quite like humming an invitation. Honestly, it was probably the worst thing I ever heard. But I remember baptizing in the pond out in the country, and fish were biting me on the legs. I remember our school in the old White House, and we played dodgeball with paper wads on the front porch. That was recess. That was PE. It was everything. I remember that. Because God told me, you know, I shouldn't forget about my path. He told Israel over and over again, don't forget. Don't forget what I've done for you. Don't forget how I've taken care of you. Yeah. He brought us out to bring us in. But he never planned for us to forget him. Never. Ever. When you think about the garlics, the leeks, and the melons, you've forgotten him. When you think about that security we have in Egypt, you've forgotten about him. He did it. That's what the Lord's Supper's about. He did it. Tonight, he did it. That's what you need to think about. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Don't forget. Don't forget your past. Don't forget your path. And then third, don't forget your potential. Don't forget your potential, because there is potential. Notice verse 3. Go back to our text, chapter 4 and verse 3. Your eyes have seen what the Lord did because of Baal Peor. For all the men that followed Baal Peor, the Lord thy God hath destroyed them from among you. Don't forget your potential to do bad. We can't forget that. It's our sin nature. Don't forget that. By the way, don't forget other people are sinners too. It's all we are. Yeah, don't forget. Prone to wonder, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave this God I love. Yeah. Don't forget, you and I, we have that taste for Egypt. We read that and say, what are they so intrigued with the garlics, leeks, and melons? What are we so intrigued with our old music? And our old company and our old things we did? Well, because we have a sin nature. Huh? Oh, it's true. He lifted me out of the mire and the muck. But we're kind of prone to stick our foot back in. We're kind of prone to touch it every now and then. Oh, muck. Oh, muck. I miss you, muck. I miss you, mire. We are. We're prone to stick our foot back in. We're prone to stick our hand in. And we're prone to stick our head in. By the way, that's why we preach so hard about separation. That's why the Bible talks about separation. Isn't it amazing? We do a lot of interesting things here. We have a handicap ministry, 100. Mike, was there 100 today? Shepherds? Not quite, but we've been running right around 100. And what a blessing. What a wonderful ministry. And we go soul winning. We run buses. We pick up kids, bring them to Vacation Bible School. We help people out with our benevolence fund and do different things like that. Isn't it amazing, though? The one thing everybody, they always want to talk about is well, you gotta do this and gotta do that and don't do this and don't do that. And if you part your hair down the middle, you're going to go to hell. Are you always this stupid? And I'm going to tell you, we're going to keep preaching separation. Okay, because it's here's why, though. Okay, here's why. Okay, here's me. All right, when I was 17 years old, God pulled me out of the muck. Okay, in my mind, I think there was a great big, you know how when you come out of mud? I mean, it was nasty. And I mean, he got me out, and then he starts cleaning me up. Okay, he wants me to stay clean. All right, now he knows that muck, There's a muck magnet in my heart. And the muck magnet starts to pull on me sometimes. You know? And as a 17-year-old, the muck magnet wasn't very far removed from me. And I mean, I was being pulled real hard. And I had a preacher preach and yell and holler and scream and snort and stomp. And the vein right here popped out. And you could almost tell his pulse when he was really preaching. And what did he say? He said, Doug Rogers, you are a wicked, vile, heathen dog. Get right. How'd he know the muck magnet was pulling on me? How'd he know? How did he know? Because the Bible tells us so. That's how he knew. You know what? We all have potential to do bad. And somebody better preach, stay away. As far away as you can. You say, well, somebody who preached that, they got too close. And can you learn from that? Then was the preaching true or not? Is there pain? Is there sorrow? Is there hurt? Are there tears? Are their lives destroyed? You better believe it. So it's not time to gloat and say, oh, look it. It's time to say, praise God, we know the truth. And the truth is, the muck magnet's always calling on us. Always. And that's why we preach, get away, get far, far away, get as far away as you possibly can. One Reverend Ett said, we're running off the young people. No, we're just trying to keep them away from the pit that God pulled them out of. That's all. We just want to keep them away from the pit. We're not any better than anybody else. I'm liable to dive into the pit myself. Amen. Amen. I mean, I'm trying to keep some teenager, hey, get away from that pit. It's mud. It's nasty. It's dirty. And the whole time, I'm thinking, oh, yeah, I remember. Huh. And God's pulling on me. Hey! Is that because God doesn't love me? No, he loves me. He wants me to stay out of that muck and that mire. Let me tell you, when you get comfortable with muck and mire, you're going to sin. And we forgot what that is. Every parent should thank God for preaching against the pit. Ought to thank God for it. Because the truth of the matter is, when we forget what that is, when we forget what that leads to, when we forget, hey, Samson won't forget. They took his eyes. When we forget, it's departed from our heart. Truth is, everybody here is a pit dipper. Every one of us. Amen. Put your nose down. And we never should feel good about it. Never. Never should feel good about it. Never. But you ought to be able to come to church and you ought to be able to get clean. You ought to be able to come to church. You ought to be able to get a diagnosis. Amen. A diagnosis. And you ought to be able to say, all right, what do I do? And you ought to have somebody be willing to tell you the truth. You need to get right with God. Amen. Hey, you know what? It's not acceptable to be a pit dipper. Pigs love mud. Sheep hate it. And you know what the preacher does? The preacher's trying to get you to be like a sheep and hate the mud. Amen. Boy, I wish everybody'd get this. I really do. Don't forget your past. Don't forget your path. Don't forget your potential. We are potentially bad, but I got news for you. Look at verse 4. But ye that did cleave unto the Lord your God are alive, every one of you, this day. And they saw Canaan. Your potential, you're potentially good too. I'm a child of the King. Child of the King. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. That's me. That's you. Amen. We can have abundant life. And at the end of every valley, there's a hill. Amen. There's mountains. Oh, yeah, there's rocks. Yeah, there's hills. There's valleys. There's mountains. There's rocks. There's wells, there's drought. But when we're hungry, he feeds us. When we're thirsty, he gives us water. And I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Yeah, there's a lot of potential, folks, honestly. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. You that cannot get the scowl off your face, let me tell you something. All things work together for good to them that love God. If you have a perpetual scowl, get on the altar tonight and say, God, I'm sorry I have not loved you like I should. Because we're about to have the Lord's Supper and we ought to love him. with all our hearts. All things work together for good. Yeah, the economy works together. It works with all things for good. Do you get it? I don't get it. Do you understand it? I don't even come close. Don't even try. You lost your job? It'll work together for good. I lost several jobs only to get better ones. But the best thing in losing a job, or the best thing in not having any money, the best thing about it is being able to call to one who takes care of you. I don't know of anything more fun. I'm not asking to be totally broke. Notice I didn't say just broke, because I'm kind of close. But did I get my allowance this week? But you know what? You lost your health. All things work together for good. You experience the death of a loved one. All things work together for good. When I get to heaven, I'm going to ask Job how you deal with all this stuff. And the truth of the matter is, he may ask me. But the best thing we can do is just say, God, I don't want to forget. I don't want to forget my past. I don't want to forget my path. I don't want to forget the potential that I have. You're so important to God. He sent his son to die for you. That's what we're going to remember tonight. I'm important? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you are so important. The precious blood of Jesus Christ was shed to cover your sin. You're that important. Not only so he could save you, but so that he could give you life and life more abundantly. What an exciting thought that is. Nobody that's a Christian should walk out of here with their head hung low. Everybody should be ready to rejoice. And if you can't rejoice, you've forgotten. And if you forget, it'll leave your heart. And one Sunday night, we'll meet, and you won't be here. You'll be home. You'll be at the bar. You'll be smoking a joint. You'll be doing something you should not do. How sad. Lest thou forget. Let's bow our heads, please. Heads are bowed. Eyes are closed. No one talking, looking around. In a moment, we will have the Lord's Supper together. I would encourage you to get things right with the Lord if that needs to happen. God is speaking to your heart today. You say, preacher, God's dealing with me about something. Please pray for me. Raise your hand. All over. God's speaking to my heart. Thank you. God bless you. Amen. Anyone else? God's speaking to my heart. Pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me. Thank you. Father, I do pray that you'll bless our invitation. I pray that you will guide and direct in each of our hearts, lest we forget. May we remember all that you've done and all that you are to us. In Jesus' name, amen.